The waters of Anvil Lake, east of Eagle River, are often calm and serene. In many ways, the lake is where Dr. Amy Coons grew up.
I've learned how to swim, how to fish, how to water ski, all on Anvil Lake.
Coons is now a physician and president of the Anvil Lake Association. She calls the 377-acre lake the jewel of the Northwoods. But in 2012, it started becoming a little less pristine when the aquatic invasive plant Eurasian water milfoil showed up and started expanding an acreage.
Very difficult for property owners to swim or fish or boat in a significant area of our lake.
Invasive species have hit lakes across the Northwoods, and Anvil Lake responded by sending divers to hand-pull the weeds. Soon after, it bought its own diver-assisted suction harvest unit, a boat that works with divers to clear the plants. In each of the last 3 years, workers removed 20,000 pounds of milfoil from the lake. Gene Wellhofer, a Lake Association member, was one of those divers.
This is the highest we've ever seen the lake.
I talked with him on his porch as he described the hundreds of hours he spent in a scuba suit pulling milfoil from Anvil Lake.
Because I love the lake. I would have loved it if I could have pulled every single plant out of the lake that was going to be the invasive, but that's not a reality.
Gene and his wife Donna have had lake property since 2006.
It's one of the treasures of the Northwoods.
But despite tireless work, the milfoil cover was relentless, says Amy Coons, the Lake Association president. Hand pulling and the suction harvest boat weren't enough, she says.
And it's been very frustrating to see this effort fail. And it's not for a lack of trying or lack of funding. This is just our reality.
Finally, the Anvil Lake Association took a survey of interested parties. Should it take an even more aggressive step and start chemical treatment? 59% said yes, and 23% said no, with 18% undecided. Coons, a physician, wanted to know about the health and safety of putting the chemical, called 2,4-D, in the lake. She and the board set up informational meetings and reviewed study after study. She left convinced.
All of the research that I've been analyzing become comfortable myself that this herbicide treatment could be conducted in a safe way for public health.
Here's where Gene Wellhofer's path diverges.
As we're standing here, you can see the number of...
Also a Lake Association board member, he voted against chemical treatment, fearing too many unknowns. After the board supported the move, he resigned. Soon after, he saw an herbicide sprayer hit the lake as he was drinking his coffee.
It kind of ruined my morning. It made me sick to my stomach almost.
Wellhofer argues there's not enough evidence showing 2,4-D is safe and poses no risk to human health now or in the future.
You can't take your footprint back. And now with decisions that were made, we made a footprint and it's going to lead us down a path.
DNR invasive species specialist Carol Warden, who works out of the UW-Madison Trout Lake Station in Boulder Junction, agrees there's more to know about the chemical, its effectiveness, and its impacts on the lake around it.
Some of those studies are eye-opening on how we're being judicious about using this form of control.
She's seen debates over chemical treatment get tense, like at Anvil Lake, but views them as an opportunity to learn, educate, and discuss.
All those things are super challenging, but that is so important. It's the best kind of challenge.
13 years ago, people on the Eagle River chain of lakes had the same debate about its abundant milfoil.
It was very bad. I saved you got you a chart. You can look at it.
Carol Lynn serves on the commission that oversees invasive species management on the chain, and her chart shows almost 280 acres of milfoil were in the water in 2007. The next year, the commission started using chemical treatment, figuring there was no other solution for that magnitude of milfoil. By 2019, the acreage had shrunk to just 4% of its original extent, and the group no longer uses chemicals.
It's a huge success. The state realizes it's a huge success. I mean, we are like a model statewide what was done on the Eagle River chain.
Lynn says studies have shown there has been no negative effect on native plants either.
Well, actually, summertime, so like this morning I was...
On Anvil Lake, Gene Wellhofer hopes the chemical treatment goes well, even though he's opposed to it.
Ben, I hope I'm wrong. I would love it if in 30 years, people could say, this is safe. This is the best thing we've ever done for the lake.
But he feels he can't say that yet. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.